The next thing that we're going to do inside is the fifth parak of Zvachim is called Parak Ezehu Mekayman. That's brought down in its entirety. It's called Ezehu Mekayman Shal Zvachim. It's the last thing before Rabbi Shmuel Aimer. So a brief introduction about Ezehu Mekayman. In the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Nun, Sif Aleph, the Nusach of the Shulchan Aruch, listen closely, he says, Kavu Lishnois Achar Parshas HaTamir. They were Kaveh, they established that a person should learn after the Parshas HaTamid, after learning the Parshas HaTamid, they were kaveh to say, Perek Ezehu Mekayman, who braisa de Rabbi Shmuel. Doesn't mention Keteris actually. It's after Parshas HaTamid, what they were kaveh achiv to say is Perek Ezehu Mekayman, the fifth Perek in Zvachim called Ezehu Mekayman, who braisa de Rabbi Shmuel, which you're a little more familiar with the words, not with what they mean, but with the words, who braisa de Rabbi Shmuel, the braisa de Rabbi Shmuel, laima b'shloisha semidus. So those are the two things that I would like to do. Why do we say that? So the Mechaber says, "Kedesha yizke kol adam," in order that each person should be zeiche lilmoid b'chol yom, to learn every single day. Mikra, Mishnah, u'gemara. Mikra means psukim. That's the psukim that we learned about now in the Parshas HaTamid. Mishnah is Mishnayis. Mishnayis in the fifth parak of Zvachim Ezehu Mekayman. And Gemara is Rabbi Shmuel. And Mechaber says, because Brice of Rabbi Shmuel, this Brice of Rabbi Shmuel, have it b'makom Gemara. That's in the place of learning Gemara. Sha'a Medrash ki Gemara. Medrash is like Gemara. Medrash, that was saying, meaning Hilchas Drashas, how you're supposed to dash, and Kal V'chaymer, Gzeir Shavah, these things. That's like learning Gemara. So, Kapanim, to do Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara, that's what we're going to do in this shir also. We did the Parshas HaTamid, then we'll do the Mishnah, Ezum HaKayman, and then the Brice of Rabbi Shmuel. Now, what? Parshas HaTamid, yeah. Yeah, we definitely say the words Yivarechacha, that's true. There also we say to say Yivarechacha and say a Mishnah to say that. So why do we have to do it again? It seems that this is specially to mention things when we get to Karbanos, as we'll say now, but that's a very good point. We already did do Mishnah, Mikra, Mishnah, and Gemara right after Birchas HaTorah in order for a person to learn B'chol Yayim. But so the Nusach, it's a good Ha'ara. Kedesha Yizke Kol Adam Lume B'chol Yayim. We already did that. But here specifically, we're going to say three things, Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara, that have to do with Karbanos, which we want to mention now in the beginning of Davin. So it says that Kavu Lishnais, Acha Pashas HaTamid, these things. Now, Lishnais doesn't mean to say, Lishnais means to learn. A person is supposed to learn these things. And the Mishnah Berurah says, based on that, there in Simenun, Sifkot and Beis, Mishnah Berurah says, a very, very important yesod that either many people don't know it, are not familiar with it, or just it's hard to be mekayim it. But the Mishnah Berurah says, "Ve'ein kriyas perek zeh." The reading of this perek, Ezehu Mekayman, u'braisa zu, the braisa of Yishmol, oyle l'limud mishnah v'talmud. This doesn't count for learning Mishnayis or learning Gemara. Ela l'misha meivin, only for a person who understands it. Ava l'misha einay meivin, sarach l'ilmoid u'lahavin. Person who doesn't understand it, which is all of us who don't understand before we learn what Ezehu Mekayman and what price the Bishmal is talking about, Mishnah Berurah paskin, sarach l'ilmoid u'lahavin, a person has to learn and to understand what it is. Sheim loikein einay nechshav l'limud. Why don't you just go read a brisa and pay a mishnah if we don't know it, so that's not learning. And he says, the dafka b'tfila, specifically by davening, af she'einay meivin hakadosh baruch hu yedea kavanasai. Person goes to davening, we daven our whole life, so a lot of parts of tefillah we don't know. So what do you say? As if we never davened? No. Hashem knows our kavana. We say the words. Obviously, it's more of an appropriate tefillah if a person has kavana. But it's not considered like you never davened in your life if you daven and you don't know what the words mean. Avalam oimer ha-mishna va-braisa ve'ene meven. If you're not davening, if you're learning mishnayis and braisis and you're not understanding, ena nikra limud. It's not called limud. So right now, say like a hinani muchan amazuman, we're being mekayim the mitzvah of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, Tzarech l'ilmoid u'lahavin, that a person has to learn Perek Ezehu Mekayman, the Mishnayis, and he has to learn the Braisa of Rabbi Shmuel, in order to understand what it means. And by the way, when a person understands what it means, so you have a great opportunity to chazer it every day. If you say it in the morning, you have a daily chazara of what these things mean. I think all of us don't have to feel so bad if we didn't say until now Perek Ezehu Mekayman, because without knowing what it means, it wouldn't have been worth anything anyway, according to the Mishnah Berurah. But now that we're going to learn what it means, so then the person should try to fit it into his schedule to say the Braisa of Ezehu, the Mishnayis of Ezehu Mekayman. And like I said, it's something that you have a constant chazara, and it's an opportunity really to pick up some ideas and to become familiar with some basic yisoidus in Kachim. And the truth is, if you listen carefully, preferably to Chazer as well, to get the Taich and the Mishnais and Perek Ezum Mekoimon, which is the Perek and Zvachim that Mamish goes through all the basic dinim of the Karbanas, if you listen carefully to the dinim of this Perek, you're really set for the whole Masechta Zvachim. You have the Ikur Yedias of all Masechta Zvachim. Everything else is basically drushes around these dinim and different applications of it, obviously other suyas as well. But this is the Ikur Yedias that you'll need to start Perek Masechta Zvachim and say the Kachim in general. And it's not particularly difficult. It just happens to be foreign to us. That's why these things seem so difficult. We grow up learning about Bari Priya Eitz and Bari Priya Adama. When you become a yeshiva man, so you learn about Hashem Mechinam and Hashem Mitzachar. But a carbon chattas and carbon oil just doesn't come up. So it's foreign to a person. A person learns basic things, we realize, hey, that's pshat in the pasuk chumash, and that's the Rashi that I skipped, and that's the Pasha that I skipped. But a person, when you get a chance to familiarize yourself with it, like we'll try to do now with these mishnayos, so to understand Zvachim on a simple level, it's really not very difficult. And just keep in mind also that the first few mishnayos might be more difficult to understand, just because, again, we're getting our feet wet with the yisoidus, but then after we learn like the first two mishnayos, the rest of the mishnayos has a lot of repetition and should be easy to carry through. The Mishnah Berurah also says over there, one more point, the Mishnah Berurah says in the name of the Shla, that since we just established that going through Perek Ezum Mekoimon is not a reading exercise, it's learning, but learning now mishnayos, says an amazing thing in the name of the Shla, Yaseh Kol Nigun De Mishnayos. A person should read Ezum Mekoimon in the morning with the Nigun of Mishnayos. First of all, Shteta, that there's a Nigun for Mishnayos. We don't know the Nigun of Mishnayos, but Mestama means when a person is davening, he shouldn't read it like you read Ashrei. Ezum Mekoimon Shazvachim Kachim Kachim Kachim. You say Ezum Mekoimon Shazvachim Kachim 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 Kachim. You say it like you're reading a Gemara, like you're learning Pshat. And L'chara, the idea is not just to have the right Nigun, but when a person says it in that Nigun, so he's reminding himself that he has to know what he's talking about and he's learning. Prisons should learn it, so we'll try to do it with the right niggin as well. But Al Kapanim, that's what is that? Yeah, that's fine. Okay, so that's the idea that we're doing it as a limud. Therefore, we're trying to understand what it means, and like the Shla says, therefore you should say it as if you're learning Mishnayos. Now, why dafka did they pick to say the Mishnayos of Ezum Mekoimon instead of any other parak in Shas? So the Tur in Siman Nun says that we want to read a parak that has to do with karbanos, because if a person learns about avodah, so then it's as if he's makriv a karban. So that's why the Tur says we read dafka this, because this talks about hakravas karbanos. So that explains to us why we're choosing the parak that has to do with karbanos. But why specifically the fifth parak in Zvachim over any other parak that talks about many dinim of karbanos? That the Tur doesn't say b'feirush, but the Avodrom, who's the Talmud of the Tur, he says over here in the Avening, he says that the reason why they say dafka this perek is mipnesha who say there are karbanos. More than any other perek in Zvachim, Ezum Mekoimon is the basics. The Seder HaKarbanos, exactly what each carbon is called, what the dinim are, what you're supposed to do, who's supposed to eat it, when he's supposed to eat it, and where he's supposed to eat it, all the basic dinim of carbonus. So since this is the Seder HaKarbanos, that's the parak that we choose. There is another reason brought down by the Beis Yosef over there in Siman Nun, which is in the name of the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah was the Rebbe Muvok of the Ritva, and the Ra'ah has Chidushim on Brachas, Chidushi Ra'ah, and Brachas Taflamet Aleph. The Ra'ah says the following reason, and it's brought down by the Beis Yosef. An incredible thing. The Ra'ah says, "Lefi she'ein b'chol oisei perek machloikas." There's no mention in the perek Ezum Mekoimon of any machloikas. Every perek in Shas, there's some machloikas going on. There's no mention of a machloikas. V'hi mishne brura l'moshe mi'sinai. This is an exact teaching of Klar Zach that came to Moshe Rabbeinu in Sinai and was passed down. That's why there's no sveikas, no machloikas. Perek Ezum Mekoimon is kodesh kadashim, if we could say that it's something that was mamish passed down without any sveikas, not pesil, not peshamai. Everything, there's no mention in that perek of machlokes. So the Ra'ah says, subshaf from Yishayim, but Beis Yosef brings it down, that's why we choose after this perek to say, because it's a Mishnah Berurah of Moshe Mi'Sinai, it's a Klar Zach that Moshe Rabbeinu got on Har-Sinai and passed it down to generations without any sveikas and without any machlokes. Ezum Mekoimon starts on Daf Nun Zayin and goes until Daf Nun Zayin, it's about 10 blocks. But it's, no, there's machlokes in the Gemara, the Mishnayos. the Mishnah says no mention of machlokes. Actually, the Achronim talk about it. There is a Mishnah there that talks about when you eat a Korban Pesach, and the Gemara says that it's shani b'machlokes. It's not everybody agrees to that. So the Prima Gadim and this halacha, I think, says yeah, but there's no machlokes mentioned in the Mishnah. The Gemara says that the Mishnah goes like the Shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, but somebody else argues on it, Rabbi Kiva, or the other way around. But Akabanim, the Mishnah does say something that's Shani b'machlokes, but the Mishnah doesn't mention any machlokes. Akabanim say either that's the reason, or like the first reason, that it's the perek that goes through the most fundamental yesodis in bringing a carbon. Okay, so let's learn at least the first Mishnah. The Mishnah says like this: Eizehu mekayman shel zavachim. What are the places of the Zvachim? Makayman is like Makam, the place. And what does it mean? We're discussing the place that you're supposed to bring the carbon, the place that you're supposed to shech the carbon and do everything with the carbon, and also the place of eating the carbon. This parak discusses not just the avoida of the carbon, but also the achila of the carbon, the Makam of the achila of the carbon, where you're supposed to eat it. So the Mishnah starts, Kodshei Kadashim Shchitasan Bat Zvachim. There are two levels of carbonis. One is called Kodshim Kalim, and one is called Kodshei Kodshim. As you can imagine, Kodshei Kodshim is a holier level, is more chamer. Kodshei Kodashim, the Holy of Holies, just like the room of the Kodesh HaKodashim is called similarly. So Kodshei Kodashim are karbanas that fall into the category of something that is an extra chumra, extra kedusha, and that is basically a carbon oila, which is totally tashem, nobody eats that, and a carbon chatas and a carbon asham. We get to each one specifically, but an oila, a chatas, and an asham are the three main karbanas that are kodshei kodshim. The oila, nobody eats any part of it, it goes kuloi to Hashem. And the chatas and the asham, only kayanim are permitted to eat it, just like a zar can't eat truma, he can't eat certain things, so he can't eat kodshei kodshim. The meat of the kodshei kodshim karbanas goes only to the kayanim. Kodshim kalim is not that way. Kodshim kalim, like a regular carbon shlamim or a taiga, person brings that, the owner of the carbon gets to eat the meat. But al kapanim, we'll get to each one specifically, but kodshei kodashim, karbanas that fall into the category of kodshei kodashim, which is an oila, a chatas, and an asham, shchitas and bat safam. Their shchita is in the north. The shchita was done in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, in the Azara, but which part of the Azara? So by kodshim kalim, there's no rule. It could be in the entire courtyard. But kodshei kodshim, shchitas, and the shchita has to be bat safam in the north part. There's actually a machlokes in Zvachim Daf Chaf, whether it has to be directly to the north of the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach is there in the middle of the Azara, in the middle of the courtyard. Does it have to be directly north, opposite the Mizbeach? Or could it be anywhere in the Azara, on the north side of the Azara? But Al-Kapanim, we're not going to get into the Prote Dinim, but one thing is for sure, the Kodshei Kodshim have to be shechted in a place that's called Safan. Okay, so now the Mishnah discusses different types of Kodshei Kodshim individually. So the first type that we discuss is like this. Par v'so'ir shel yoyim ha-kipurim. These are two karbanos chatas. As we said, a chatas is a type of kodshei kodshim. So there was two special karbanos. A par is a bull, and a soyer is a male goat. Those two karbanos were brought as a karban chatas on Yom Kippur. And of course it was brought by the Kohen Gadol who did the avoida on Yom Kippur. Every other karban, you don't need a Kohen Gadol. Any other Kohen could do the avoida. But on Yom Kippur, the par v'soyer sheyam kippurim was done by the Kohen Gadol. The par was mechaper for the Kohen himself and the rest of the Kohen Gadol himself and his brothers, the Kohenim. And the Soyer, the male goat, was mechaper on all of Klal Yisrael. Pashas Achrei Mois is a mention of exactly what you're supposed to do. That's the par v'soyer shel yom ha-kippurim. Now what does it say there? Shchitasan bat safay. As we just said, the entire, all kodshei kodshim have to be shechted in the north side of the Azara. In addition to the shchita being in the north, the kibul daman b'chli shareis bat safayin. Kibul daman means the accepting of the blood. You need a kayan to stand there holding a kli that's going to hold on, that's going to catch the blood. It has to be b'chli shareis, in a special service vessel, which means a kli that was mekudish, was made holy specifically for the service, for the avoida in the Beis HaMikdash. You can't take your regular bowl from the house. You take special kli shareis. Bat safayin, that also has to be in the north. You can't stand on the south side and, let's say, reach your hand into the north. No, the avoid of the Kabbalah has to be exactly where the avoid of the Shechita is. Kibul daman b'chli shareis bat safam. So that's the din of par v'sar shel yom ha-kippurim, the Shechita and the Kabbalah. Then you take the blood towards the Mizbeach, but to where it has to go. And now you sprinkle the blood exactly where it's supposed to go. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, the daman ta'un, its blood, the daman, their blood, ta'un requires, hazoya means sprinkling, in three places. This is an unusual carbon. Parvasa Hashem Kippurim. You need sprinkling the dam not just on the regular mizbech, but in three places. Dam on Torah and Azaya, their blood requires sprinkling. Al bein habadim. Al bein habadim means between the poles. Bein habadim is between the poles of the arm. That means you go all the way. It's the only carbon. You go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and sprinkle the blood connected in between the poles that were on the outside of the arm. That's what it means, connect the al bein habadim, between the badim, between the poles of the arim. Va'al haparoiches, the second group of the sprinkling of the blood is towards the curtain that separated between the kodesh and the kodesh kadoshim. That was called the paroiches. That's further out. Word again, the arim is in the kodesh kadoshim. You do a sprinkling bein habadim, and then the second group of sprinkling is al haparoiches, towards the paroiches. Now it's important to point out that both these groups, al bein habadim and al pareches, the blood does not have to actually touch and dirty the arm. And it doesn't have to touch the beautiful pareches. It means you do it towards the bein habadim and towards the pareches, you do it in that direction. But it doesn't have to go exactly on it, like by the mizbeach, the blood goes on the mizbeach, mamish, on the wall of the mizbeach. Here it says befevish that by bein habadim and al pareches, the zvika, the azoya that you're supposed to do, the sprinkling of the blood, does not have to lamaisa reach the aron and the pareches. It's just done in that direction. And then the third group, after Bein Abadim, Ba'al HaPareches, is Va'al Mizbach Hazav. That is, in the Kodesh, there's a small Mizbeach, a golden Mizbeach, called Mizbach Hazav. And by that Mizbeach, you also had to do a sprinkling of the blood by the bull and the male goat that were brought by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. So the Parvisar, Shal Yom HaKippurim, had to be shechted in the north. The blood had to be accepted in the north of the Azara. Then you go out of the Azara westward, inside, towards the Kodesh Kadashim, you do three groups of Hazoya, three groups of sprinkling. One group of sprinkling in the Kodesh Kadashim between the Badim of the Aron, then you go out and sprinkle towards the Pareches, between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kadashim, and then you go further out in the Kodesh and sprinkle the blood exactly how you're supposed to on the Mizbach Hazor. Those are the three sprinklings. Then the Mishnah continues, Matona Achas Mehen Me'akovas. Matona doesn't mean a present, it means a giving. That's why a present is called a matana, because you do an asina, you give. So it means a giving of the blood, a sprinkling of the blood. That's what it means. Matana means in kachin. It means a zrika sadam, throwing the blood. So matana achas mehen, even if you're missing one, if you omit one of these hazayas, ma'akevis. All together in the parvasar shayom kippurim, the Gemara goes through, there are 43 sprinklings. We didn't tell you how many are on the bein abadim, and the Pareches, and the Mizbach Hazav, but altogether it's a group of 43. The Gemara and Yuma goes through it exactly. But of those 43, if you miss even one ma'akevis, it prevents the kapara from taking place. That's what it means. Matana achas me ma'akevis. It's very chamor, but even if you're missing one matana, one hazoya you didn't do, so then that's ma'akevis. That's legabe the zvika. Now the next thing is shiyare hadam, which means the remainder of the blood. But when you sprinkle the blood, keep in mind, you have a whole pyre and a whole sayer, you have a lot of blood, right? So you're doing a little bit of sprinkling, 43 sprinkles with your finger on these places, Bein Abadim and Pareches and Mizbach Hazav. But most of the blood of the animal is still left. So what do you do with the remainder of the blood? So Shiyari Hadam, the remainder of the blood, Hayashoyfech al Yisoid Maravi Shal Mizbeach HaChitzayim. Which means what? That until now we've been discussing, when we mentioned Mizbeach, the Mizbeach Hazav, which is called the Mizbeach HaPnimi. That's inside the Kodesh. When you go back out to the courtyard where the Shechita was, in the Azara, there's the regular big Mizbeach that you normally do the Zvika of blood on most Karbanos. That's not on Yom Kippur. That's the regular big Mizbeach. So what you're supposed to do is, on the bottom of that Mizbeach, there's a base called the Yisoid. Around the bottom of Mizbeach, there was a base that was built. It was an Amma high and an Amma wide. It was not around the entire Mizbeach, but it was around a good part of the Mizbeach. And on that Yisoid, on the western side, that's what it means, Yisoid Maravi. Al Yisoid Maravi Shal Mizbeach HaChitzayim. On the western Yisoid, on the western side, on the base of the Mizbeach HaChitzayim, that's where you're supposed to pour the blood. You take the kli that you had it, and then you were dipping your finger inside, right, to do all the sprinklings. So what do you do now? You take that kli, and you just pour it on the Yisoid HaMizbeach, and it'll drip down, and then you've been Mekayim, this mitzvah called Shvichas Shirayim, pouring the remainder of the blood on the Yisoid HaMizbeach. That's the mitzvah that you're supposed to do l'chatchila. However, the Mishnah ends off, Im loy nasan, if you didn't do that mitzvah of Shvichas Shirayim, if you did not pour the remainder, loy ikeiz. That's not ma'akev the kapara. All the sprinklings that we spoke about on any part, the sprinkling Ben Abadim, the sprinkling of the Pareches, the sprinkling on the Mizbeach Azav, that's all Ma'akiv. Matana Achas Mehem Ma'akovis. If you're missing one, you gotta do the whole thing over. However, this din of Shvicha Shirayim that you're supposed to pour the remainder on the Yisoid Marav Yishal Mizbeach Achitzain, that's a mitzvah, but that's not Ma'akiv. Im Loi Nosan, Loi Ikiv. Okay, so that's the end of Mishnah Aleph. We'll continue with the next Mishnah next time.